On today's lesson of The Language Tutor, I want to talk to you about a verb that is used all the time, all day long, every day, and almost everything we say, and that is the verb to be. To be. Now, in English, we have the luxury of only having one form of to be, and it is to be. And think about this. What are the conjugations, or the different forms of to be in English? Well, if I say, one day I want to be a Spanish teacher. Well, a form of that, if I'm going to use it with those pronouns like I and you and we and they, well, we have to change it. We don't say I to be, right? So we have to change it. And in English, we say I am, and we say you are, and we say she is, and they are, and we are, and you, plural, are. So the forms of to be in the present tense are is, am, and are. Now think about how many times a day we say is, am, and are all the time, right? So think about how common this is going to be in your speaking, in your conversation in Spanish. You're going to be using this all the time. So it's really good to go ahead and get to know this verb. Here's the problem, friends. There are two ways to say to be in Spanish. It's a little bit more challenging, not a big deal though. You're going to have it down before you know it. So today, I want to talk to you about the first one, okay? And that is the verb ser, S-E-R, ser. Now, ser literally means to be, okay? So if I was going to say in Spanish, that sentence I used a while ago, one day I want to be a Spanish teacher, I would say ser for to be because that's exactly what it means, okay? Now, the issue is that when we're going to use it with I or you or he or she, just like English, we can't leave it ser. All right, now remember those pronouns we learned? Yo, tú, él, ella, usted, nosotros, vosotros, ellos, ellas, ustedes. Well, we can't just bring ser and use it with those pronouns. We can't say yo ser because that would mean, same thing in English, I to be. It doesn't make sense, does it? So just like in English, when we change to be to am, we're going to change ser also. So here we go. I'm going to put up the chart. Remember the chart we learned and we were talking about how important it was to put the pronouns on those on that chart and to learn where the yo is and learn where the tú is and what that means and the él, ella, and usted. And I said, you know, usted also means you. And remember what I was talking about, hey, why doesn't it go up here with tú? They mean the same thing. And I said, no, you got to put it down here because they use all the same stuff. Usted uses the same stuff as él and ella. Well, right now you're going to find out what that means. It's going to make sense to you. So let's put, we got the chart up here. I'm going to put the forms of ser on this chart for you. And I want you to see the different forms. These are the is, the am, and the are's of the verb ser, all right? So first of all, up here in the top left of the chart, we're going to put this word, soy, soy, S-O-Y. Now think about this. This is where we start going. I'm going to use my visual organizer. I've got the chart. It's imprinted in my mind. I know that yo is up here. Soy is also up here on the chart. So soy goes with yo. So what do you think soy might mean? If we know it's an is, an am, or an are, it's one of those. You got it. It means I am. Okay? So the way we say I am is yo soy. Now here's the interesting thing about Spanish. You don't even have to say yo. You can just say soy. All right? You can say yo soy. People do it all the time. Or you can just say soy. Either one. But I am is soy. Now let's move down to the middle left. I'm talking to you, someone I know well. That's the tú form. Tú eres. Eres. E-R-E-S. That means you are. Okay? That's you are. When I'm talking to that one person that I know well, a friend, it's informal. It's not respectful. It's just casual and informal. So tú eres. Now let's move down to the bottom left of the chart. The él, ella, and usted form. We're going to use the word es, es, E-S. So this actually kind of has two meanings. It depends on which one you're using it with. So with él and ella, it means he and she are, or he is and she is, okay? He is, she is. But now with usted, it's are, because we say you are in Spanish, okay? So he is, él es, she is, ella es, you are, usted es, okay? Sometimes people say, well, if it's usted es, how do you know whether you're not saying ustedes? You know, the plural for you, plural. Well, that's a really good question. But honestly, in the context of the conversation, you're going to understand. It's just like in English, when you have the word bear, you know which bear you're talking about. I can't bear to think about it, or we were on the trail and saw a bear, or, you know, here are the bear facts. You know, you understand it by conversation. Same thing in Spanish, so don't even worry about that. You'll be fine. So now you see that usted uses the same stuff as él and ella. That's why we put it together. Let's go to the top right of the chart. Nosotros, we are. Nosotros somos. Somos, that means we are. Okay, let's go to the middle right over there, the Spain version. Remember, we use vosotros pretty much in Spain. There are some countries that will say vos as a short form, but I don't want to go into that right now because that's getting a little bit in depth because it's different from country to country. I've heard it used several different ways. But right now, we'll stick with vosotros, and the word that goes with that is sois, S-O-I-S. Vosotros sois, that means you, plural, all of you are. And then finally, on the bottom right, we've got ellos, ellas, and ustedes. And those obviously mean they are, and ustedes means you, plural, are. And they all use son, S-O-N, son. So they are ellos son, ellas son, and you, plural, are ustedes son. Okay, now I want you to be working on those. Think about, you know, just you're driving down the road, quiz yourself. How do I say I am? Yo soy. How do you say she is? Ella es. Just be thinking about those and getting them in your mind. But now, before we end today's lesson, I want to talk to you about when we use ser, because this is really important. Later on in a future lesson, I'm going to talk to you about the other form of to be. And I want you to have this one down nice and solid first so that you don't have to struggle with that and the other one later. You already know this one pretty solid, and all you got to do is kind of bring the other one in. It's not going to be hard. Don't worry. So I want to put this word up here on the screen, poppin', P-O-P-I-N. Poppin' is something, and there are lots of different ways, but this is one that I use to teach my students when we use the verb ser. Poppin stands for permanent condition, occupation, place of origin, identification, and nationality. Now, I'm going to give you just an overview thought that I want you to keep in your head. Ser really is talking about who we are as people, our beings, who we are, our identification, right? And we don't really use this in temporary ways, like being sick or something. This is more of who we are as people. So permanent condition was the first P. That might be, you know, I'm tall, or she is short. Now, a lot of times my students want to go, well, what if that person's short, but, you know, later they're going to grow up and they're going to be tall, and we start reading into it. You can't do that. Okay, so permanent condition, whether it's tall, short, you know, skinny, whatever the case may be, that's who you are as a person at that time, and that's going to be said. All right, so O stands for occupation. Obviously, that's your job. Anytime you're going to say doctor, lawyer, teacher, you're going to use ser to say that. So yo soy profesor de español. Now, notice I did not say I am a teacher. With occupations, we just say I am teacher. She is lawyer. All right, it's a little different than English. Now, so we got permanent condition, occupation, place of origin, where you're from. I am from Georgia. That's always going to be said. Never will change. That's who I am as part of my identity. I stands for identification. That could be anything that identifies you, an American citizen, or, you know, whatever the case may be. if it's identifying who you are as a person, that is ser. And finally, nationality. Obviously, American, Venezuelan, Colombian, always going to be ser. All right, so go ahead and start trying to just use those forms. Soy, eres, es, somos, soy, son. Also, start learning POPIN, permanent condition, occupation, place of origin, identification, nationality, just to kind of solidify when I'm using this.